Next patient we're going to do together is going to be Rose, R-O-S-E, last name McClendon. Large M, that's a capital M, little C, big C, L-E-N-D-O-N. So let's talk about Rose. So what I can tell you about Rose is that this is a 76-year-old woman. Rose is a 76-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia, period. Her symptoms of dementia have continued to worsen with decline in her status since last certification, period. The decline is noted by decreased mental status, increased confusion, disorientation. Patient no longer recognizes anyone. She's disoriented to self, time, and place, period. Over the last 2 weeks, she's had an increase in agitation and requiring increased dose of lorazepam to control. Period. She has lost 4 pounds since the last 4 weeks, as her family states. She's eating very little, about 10 to 15%. She has a decreased appetite, which has worsened, along with protein calorie malnutrition, as well as volume depletion, chronic volume depletion, because of her decreased appetite, period. Her daughter, Michelle, is her primary caregiver. Patient, incidentally, is total ADL dependent. She's chair-bound, is no longer to ambulate, period. She suffers from urine and stool incontinence and shows evidence of muscle wasting in the upper lower extremity as well as temporal region, period. Patient has a KPS score of 40%. Given her worsening condition, decreased weight, decreased appetite, increased sundowner syndrome, increased requirement for medication, makes patient eligible for hospice, and shows steady decline in her end-stage dementia. Hence, patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and now is being certified for hospice, period. That's on Rose McClendon. We talked about that. Okay, one more. I'm coming back.